Well, I just know that those of us who found ourselves happily elevated and enrobed and ennobled today would like to say some words of thanks to UCD and to all of you for coming. I was nominated to say these words, I'm afraid. If we don't have James Joyce towering over us on this Bloomsday, we do have the privilege of being in the company of one of his peers who has received the Joyce Medal today, Brian Friel. Now, I remember how Frank in The Faith Healer, which indeed I saw Barry McGovern act in, had wondered why none of the people he cured came back to say thanks. So, on behalf of John Joseph Collins, Jack Kyle, Richard Lerner, Kieran McGowan, Hilary Weston, and myself, a heartfelt thank you to UCD and to everyone who made today's ceremony possible. To the President, the Registrar, the faculties, catering staff, and of all people, we need to thank, I suppose, the Academic Council Committee on Honorary Degrees. And a personal thank you to Professor Clayton for myself. I think an honorary degree is itself a kind of faith healing. Keeping faith with yourself is one of the most difficult aspects of any pursuit, academic, sporting, scientific, mercantile, literary, or philanthropic, to mention the fields encompassed by today's honorees. The conferring of an honorary degree by a major university is therefore a salutary act. It fortifies your faith that your pursuit is a worthwhile one and that you should not only continue but redouble your efforts. If, as someone once said, the fear of failure is the common cold of the artistic personality, then becoming an honorary doctor is a very effective cure. The range of experience recognised in today's honorary conferrings is entirely in keeping with the enlightened democratisation of knowledge I associate with UCD, so many of whose learned staff regularly cross the James Joyce bridge between the academy and the wider public, exchanging gown for town through their books, broadcasts, articles and journals. Journals, newspaper reviews, everything. In a sense, the James Joyce of Ulysses confers an honorary degree on Leopold Bloom by portraying him as someone whose life's experience has much to teach the academically outstanding Stephen Dedalus, a point amplified with characteristic brilliance by Professor Declan Kybird in Ulysses and Us, itself significantly a book for non-specialists rather than literary doctors. And as someone who reveres scholarship, I'm glad to note that Bloom in turn respects Dedalus' learning. One might say that while Bloom had not gone to school, he certainly met a scholar coming home. Along with Professor Anne Fogarty, the professor of James Joyce Studies, and others, I was a member in 2004 of the Centenary Committee for Bloomsday. And as a committee, we couldn't, as it were, faith heal the sick, but we could at least try to feed the multitudes. So we received, I suppose, on a day associated with Uranus, pork kidneys, nutty gizzards and rank cheese. It was quite a challenge, but we got sponsorship from Denny's, who chose as their slogan with a caricature of a breakfasting James Joyce. "Will I have more?" I said, "Yes, I will. Yes." And nobody could possibly ask for more than was provided for us today as honorees of UCD with this hospitable and companionable banquet, bringing families, friends and faculties together under the benign sign of Leopold Bloom. Perhaps what binds us further to Bloomsday is the realisation that Joyce himself, unusually precocious as a student of this College, though he famously was, might himself be said to have received an honorary degree. After all, his friend and fellow student, Eugene Cheehy, recalled that Joyce treated both his lectures and examinations as a joke. And it is to the credit of the university and its professors that in spite of all this, he passed through successfully. I imagine that neither James Joyce, the Joyce of the Fesh Kiol, of Sirens, Clay, A Mother, or The Dead, nor the equally musical Brian Friel, whose plays from Philadelphia, Here I Come, and Aristocrats, to Dancing at Lunasa and performances, provide a soundtrack, a dream music that is both heard and imagined. I don't suppose that either man would discourage my concluding these celebratory words with a blast of song, but since I'm no Simon Dedalus as a tenor, my family were looking worried there for a moment, and I must, like Leopold Bloom, sing dumb, I thought I'd instead just read the closing lines of a poem that I wrote called All Over Ireland, a poem which takes as its epigraph the famous phrase from The Dead, snow was general all over Ireland. So lest I be accused, as UCD was in the exam paper of James Joyce, he was asked to write about William Cowper, the poet, and he described him in his exam paper as a tedious old fool. So lest I get that in your questionnaire on the way out, I'll just read the last six lines of the poem. A poem which, unlike the romantic Joyce with his Christmas snowfall, has a more familiar Ireland, one in which it is rain, that chronic affliction of which no faith healer seems to be able to cure us, that is general. And the poem ends, tomorrow, yet again, instead of snow, the forecast will hold out the promise of a dull day everywhere with rain and drizzle. Cloud formations like the tissue of a compulsive hand washer's brain. Rain is general all over Ireland. It lashes the glass panels of the James Joyce Bridge, falls on the house where Bartell D'Arcy's song caused grief one distant Christmas, and upon all the living and the dead. Well, rain was no more general in Ireland today than it was on Bloom's Day, the 16th of June 2004, and we can thank UCD for making the sun shine for us all. Thank you very much.